and our boots on the ground is Figgy Fig. So I wanted to get Figgy on here.
Let's throw it to Figgy. Figgy is in Canton, Ohio, kind of his stomping grounds, if I'm honest about it. Figgy, man, what's good, man? Set the scene. How are you living out there representing in the Loop, dog?
Man, first of all, yesterday was, I felt like I was in Houston. It was so hot here, man.
Yeah.
It was very hot. But, man, it's a lot of Texans fans here, man. We were walking around the Hall of Fame, and, man, people representing Andre Johnson, man. It's actually really cool. And the other thing is, I feel like other fans were there, and they were just like, hey, Dre deserved this one.
So no.
It felt good walking around.
It just feels like, and you tell me, like Texans fans are dominating. I know there's a lot of Bears fans there, et cetera, but.
Hey, they travel well, too.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Bears fans.
It's going to be interesting week, too.
Yeah, but you know, just the scene with Andre, it was so cool. I don't know if you were able to get on the field or just on the press box or whatever, but everything around Andre Johnson, it's just super cool. What are you seeing?
Yeah, man, I'm just seeing a bunch of fans. I ran into Travis Johnson too, and he told me he I guess he's here with Wade Smith. So it's just like everybody is here. It's kind of like a big old family reunion. So it's like we everybody see each other, and you know, I've seen enough said tailgaters out there. The traveling Texans are here deep, so they're gonna be at Jersey's Sports Grill, which we're going to be broadcasting from today from 2 to 6. And, yeah, man, it's a lot of people out here, man. I'm actually proud of Houston.
Yeah.
Everybody came out here, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Figgy, because I was going to ask if this was more of our timeline being biased toward Houston, having a heavy Houston influence on our timeline, or is it actually that up there the Texans are properly represented compared to, say, Bears fans, Colts fans for Dwight Freeney and so on and so forth, people that are actually there to see their guys go in, does it feel comparable? Do the Texans feel like they're matching that energy?
Yeah, not 100% they're matching that energy. And like I said, the Bears, they kind of neck and neck with us, man. They came deep too. But, man, the Houston Texans fans, like how far it is, like they came up here and took over, man. I feel like I'm in H now, especially with the heat.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, how did you take in the game yesterday? Because I don't know if you was in the press box on the field or what, but obviously it looked beautiful in the beginning, and then a monsoon came. take us through your experience yesterday during the game.
Yeah, so we ended up in the press box, so we was watching the game for the press box. But before the game, we was walking around the stadium, man. And believe it or not, a high school team play at that stadium. It's a huge stadium, man. Like, it's beautiful. It's legendary. And, the game was pretty good. I mean, y'all seen the game? It kind of got a little snooze fest in the third quarter.
Yeah.
But I felt like the rain came right on time because I think that was going to be an ugly game in the second half. But it was beautiful out there, man, right before the tsunami came.
Hey, did you go into the Hall of Fame? Did you get in to see some of the stuff?
So we attempted to go into the Hall of Fame, but it was actually closed off for a private party, which is kind of ridiculous. I'm actually going to go today.
Oh, good.
But it was closed off to like the Pro Football Hall of Famers families and friends, close families and friends. I'm like, damn, we family.
That's right.
Andre Johnson, that's family right there.
That's fam.
Yeah. Hey, Figgy, you got to let them know who you are, man. Yeah. Look, this is, and maybe I should have been there to be your hype man, but this is Figgy Fig, the best in the world at what he do. Okay, so let this man in. Let this man into the play. Any private party, Figgy Fig would help the vibes. We already know.
I know. You could probably DJ
or whatever.
Yeah, if I would have seen Travis Johnson or somebody like that, I would have tagged along with him. But, you know, it's but so much I could do. Man, they don't really know me in Cleveland like that.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Which is crazy.
Hey, Figgy, man, we appreciate you. Looking forward to y'all broadcast. Tell us again where y'all are broadcasting from so we can look forward to that from 2 to 6 today.
Jersey Sports Grill in Canton is right by the stadium. So it's a perfect location. The traveling Texans going to all meet up there. I want to say around 5. So, yeah, if you're a Texans fan, come through.
All right, Vic. Appreciate you, man.
All right, y'all.
All right, man.